Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Thanks for joining me here today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. And on today's episode, we are going to cover Lucid Motors' Gravity event. Now, originally, this was actually supposed to be the Cybertruck episode, but I still need a little bit more time. It's almost done to work on the Cybertruck episode. And on top of that, it makes more sense to release the Cybertruck episode next week because that's when the Cybertruck is going to be delivered. So next Tuesday will be the Cybertruck event. Next Tuesday will be the Cybertruck recap. And then on Friday will be the Cybertruck event. Hopefully that is clear. But before we get into the Lucid Gravity event, I do want to read to you an email that I got from Mark. Mark is a Patreon supporter. He's going to be on our show next month. And Mark had a really nice update. He gave a nice explainer on over-the-air updates and the capabilities, because I had said that, you know, your vehicle having over-the-air updates is nothing revolutionary. You know, at this point, other cars have it, and Mark brought up some good points. So I want to read those to you now. Over-the-air update capabilities is still a big thing because it means you have to have modern subsystems that you can either have the IP for or rights from the supplier to update. So you either need to own the intellectual property or the supplier has to give you rights to update that part. This is a huge mindset change. Tesla makes it look easy because they took the time to develop all of the subsystems with this in mind. Traditional OEMs find it hard because they don't have the capabilities or ability or even permission to make such changes, as the supplier would want to restrain control. Yes, a new startup like Fisker should be doing more, from ground up development, so it should be easier. It's only a matter of time before some auto manufacturer pushes an over-the-air update and messes up the whole fleet of cars and they're immobile. You know it will happen. Now, can I tell you when that story was? That was November 16th. That was 5 days ago. That was before Rivian pushed their over-the-air update and bricked their cars. So good job, Mark. Not only was your email informational, it was also really timely. Like, it was like your Mark Stradamus. It's like you know things, Mark. But I do appreciate Mark emailing in. He's always good for good information, Mark. Also, one of the longest, if not the longest, he's definitely one of the longest listeners to this show. Mark, I've known Mark for a long time now. Anyway, let's go ahead and move into our Lucid Gravity event. We're going to start off with Peter Rawlinson's opening remarks. By the way, Peter Rawlinson also sounds a lot like David King, the chief technology officer of Fisker. Someday I'll do a side-by-side comparison and we'll play a game. Actually, that's a good idea. We're going to play a game. Anyway, Let's go ahead and listen to his opening remarks.
Today marks a true landmark for Lucid, and it's the start of a bold new chapter in the history of the SUV. Now, Lucid's existence is based upon a fundamental mission to innovate and to develop truly groundbreaking technology. We've never been here just to jump on the EV bandwagon, because anyone can do that. We're here to advance EV technology that will in turn benefit everyone and to change the world for the better. We started off by redefining the electric sedan, and we've continued to relentlessly innovate ever since. Back in 2021, we delivered the Lucid Air, the longest range EV on the market, with an astounding 520 miles of range. And more recently, we launched Sapphire, our super sports sedan, which has been described as the best handling car in the world. The driving dynamic qualities of Sapphire are indeed reflected right across the whole Air range. And that's because driving pleasure is central to our brand and our very DNA. And indeed, Lucid Air has won countless awards, Motor Trend, World Luxury Car, Ward, Powertrain. And now the Lucid Air range starts at just $74,900, representing truly remarkable value. Many people simply don't realize just how attainable Lucid ownership can truly be. So, what you're about to see today is the culmination of everything we've learned thus far to deliver a vehicle that will redefine the SUV in the electric age with the very best technology in the world. So I'm delighted to welcome you to this, the world premiere of our all-new next-generation technological game-changer, an unprecedented combination of the impossible.
I will give Lucid this. They have great technology. They don't have the ability to build cars at any realistic pace that you need to build cars right now anyway to make money, but they have great tech. He mentioned that $74,900 is obtainable. A lot of people don't realize that Lucid Airs are that inexpensive. It's really attainable. I will agree that $74,900 is remarkable value for the car you get. I still think that it's not obtainable for most of the population, including myself. So I think Lucid has a messaging problem in that their brand is maybe still seen as being a little snobby. So I think they need to stop saying that $74,900 is obtainable, because it's not. All right, next up, we're going to get to head of design and brand, Derek Jenkins. And he's just kind of go over the car a little bit.
Before we talk about the future of SUVs, let's take a look back to understand how SUVs have evolved over the years. The first SUVs were loud, environmentally unfriendly, and did their best work off-road, ideal for fishing, farming, even camping. Fast forward to the next generation, they started offering more luxury, creature comforts, even became status symbols on the road. But they still drove like trucks. And when SUVs took off in the 90s, customers wanted even more space for people and cargo. And that's when they became gigantic and cumbersome, making them extremely difficult to maneuver around town. Then the crossover emerged, delivering new levels of on-road performance and handling. But it was at the cost of space and versatility. Today, we do have a wider range of SUVs, but somehow we still accept these compromises must be made. Well, compromise just isn't in Lucid's DNA. So when designing the Gravity, we challenged ourselves to deliver all the things that matter most to people in the modern age. Our miniaturized powertrains let us further expand passenger space to create up to three rows of spacious seating while giving you room for impressive cargo areas from frunk to trunk. The body was given a super sleek profile to maximize aerodynamic efficiency and range. We widened the wheel stance and provide incredible versatility in ride height to optimize both on and off-road performance. In addition to all that, we equipped it with technology that enhances the entire vehicle experience for body and mind. And with that, the silhouette you see before you offers more space for what matters, more range for greater freedom, more performance when it counts, and more intuitive luxury for both body and mind. We believe Gravity has everything that truly matters to the SUV customer.
Having now watched this event a couple of different times, I agree with him. They have everything that truly matters to an SUV customer, with the exception of it's really expensive. It's not cheap. It's a very expensive car. We're going to go into that. It's probably great value for what you get, but it's an expensive car. We'll save that to the end, though. The Lucid Gravity looks like it was built by Lucid. It's got the same design language. It's a really nice looking car, I think. You got three rows. It has off-road capability for some reason. I already talked about the price that he mentioned. You know, I had a three-row, eight-seat SUV before I bought my Model Y. So two seats in the front, three in the middle, and three in the back. You could actually sit eight people, or maybe it was only seven. I don't know if you could put somebody in the back. I can't remember if the back had a seatbelt or not, back middle seat had a seatbelt or not. But if everybody wasn't wearing a seatbelt, you could definitely fit eight in here, seven, eight. Anyway, it was a big SUV is what I'm saying. My main complaint on that car was it was too big for nearly everything that I did on a daily basis. My wife and I, when we bought this car, we were trying to accommodate driving around a teenager with a friend or two of hers. We often had family members with us that, you know, didn't live in our house, but lived close by. And we had twin infants, or we were about to have twin infants when we bought the car. And if anybody has twins or two kids who are very young, you know you have to travel with a lot of gear. And it's like a military operation just to get out of the house. So that's why we bought the bigger SUV. But when the kids got bigger, it didn't make as much sense. So if the Lucid Gravity is a smaller SUV but still has the same storage space, cubic foot storage space. Maybe I feel like I'm saying that wrong. Anyway, if you can store as much stuff and still take a bunch of people places, and it's in a smaller overall SUV, that's great. That's fantastic. That would have been really appealing to me in 2012. I'm not sure it's really appealing to me now. Now that my kids are older. And we don't have a teenager and, you know, we live a little bit further away from family members. So we don't have as many people in the car as we used to. Then, you know, maybe the Gravity doesn't make sense for my wife and I, aside from the fact that it costs a bunch of money that we're not going to spend on it. All right, let's go ahead and hear about the Gravity's features.
So let's take a closer look. Starting at the front, we have an upright, noble face with Lucid's iconic light blade up high and mouth down low, giving Gravity that sleek yet powerful look and making space for a huge frunk. The streamlined cabin tapers down to a long aerodynamic spoiler. Along the sides, we have very pronounced shoulders, giving it that unmistakably bold SUV stance. Around the back, we have Lucid's signature wraparound tailgate, which you'll notice the low, very large cargo opening to maximize utility. And of course, we have our expansive glass canopy, which provides an airy feeling inside and awesome views of the sky above. Moving to the interior, our 34-inch new curved OLED screen sits above our innovative new steering wheel, which gives you an uninterrupted view unlike anything else today. We call this the Clear View Cockpit. Below that, you can see our pilot panel and quick access touch bar with our beautiful all-glass center console that elegantly slides open to store all of your things. The expansive interior comfortably seats seven with a flexible second row and a spacious third row that actually is designed for the majority of adults. Yes, that's a big deal, right? Plus, all of these seats magically fold flat and stow, giving you 112 cubic feet of space, including the frunk. As you can see, the Gravity is designed to meet all your people and cargo needs. I'm talking about seven tall adults, a large suitcase, and six carry-on bags. Or four surfers and four surfboards. Even four people and two mountain bikes. The space in Gravity is absolutely incredible.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. So he talks about the glass canopy. He talks a little bit about the instrument panel, which is a curved instrument panel. So behind the steering wheel, and the steering wheel is kind of square, but also circle, but also kind of ovaly. It looks fine. But the way that the steering wheel is designed is to stay low so you can see the instrument panel. The instrument panel, like I said, it's 30 inch. It's curved. Right behind the steering wheel is your instrument cluster, for lack of a better word, all the information that you're going to need when you're driving. And then to the right of that, you have, for lack of a better word, it's like cards. If you're familiar with like Palm OS back in the day, you just have these little, I would assume they change out based on what you're doing and when it's appropriate, but there's just these little cards with information on them. Let's see here. You can also turn that off. You can turn off everything that you don't need. So you can turn off the infotainment system. You can turn off the screen for the infotainment system. You can also turn off this, the unneeded parts of the screen for your instrument cluster. So to avoid distractions, if you want. The second and row seats stow all the way down. So it's flat in the back when you stow them. That looks great, actually. The back gate, when it lifts up, to me, it looks like one of those military aircraft that transports tanks and other big items like the C-5 or C-17. I can't remember which one actually does this. But the back gate lifts up for loading. And I don't want to say it's unusual. It looks different. So maybe it's just because the back of the car has kind of got a bubbly look to it, but it looks different. The second row has a table or a tray that flips down from the seat in front of it. So that's really cool. And the third row Kyle Connor of Out of Spec EVs, he had a friend that was 6'10" sit in the third row, and he did not find it uncomfortable. The 6'10" gentleman, not Kyle. And finally, we have the frunk. So when the frunk is lifted up, the hood and the grill go up together. So when you see the frunk, it is on level space just above that bumper. It's all level. You don't have to lift something into the frunk and then set it down. You lift something up and it sits down in that space, which I think is actually really nice. It doesn't look like there's a ton of space in there. Peter Rawlinson and Derek, they did a funny like love seat. They both sat on it and everybody's saying, oh, the Lucid Gravity has a front seat in the trunk or in the frunk. You know, they just sat in it to be dumb. I think they're trying to be clever and cute at the end of the presentation. I actually don't think it worked all that well. But yeah, it doubles as a love seat if you want that to happen. Let's get back to Peter Rawlinson, and he's going to give us some specs on the vehicle.
Wow. So watching that video, it's clear that Gravity has been conceived from the very outset as a true lifestyle vehicle. And that starts with an all-new aluminum-intensive platform. Now, it would have been tempting to simply base Gravity upon a Lucid Air platform, but that would have introduced unacceptable compromise. So therefore, Gravity has been designed as a thoroughbred SUV from the very ground up. And packed into this new SUV platform is the next generation of Lucid's renowned powertrain, comprising structural battery pack, drive units, and the Wunderbox. Widely recognized as the most advanced EV technology available today, bar none, designed and developed and manufactured extensively in-house, this system provides two profound advantages, namely miniaturization and efficiency. And collectively, these two attributes have truly transformative impact upon the vehicle and its value proposition to the customer. Now, top of many people's EV wish list, of course, will be range. And there are effectively two ways to achieve range. The first is to simply cram in as many batteries as possible. This is a horrible low-tech solution, which can profoundly compromise the vehicle. And is sadly the approach taken by many others. We call this dumb range. But happily, there is an alternative. Lucid's approach is to develop cutting-edge EV technology, the most advanced motor and drive units available today, combined with our widely respected race-developed battery technology, which operates at an ultra-high voltage, because ultra-high voltage is the future. This enables a Lucid to travel further with less battery size than any other vehicles available today. And this truly is smart range. And this difference is so significant that Lucid Smart Range enables the Gravity to travel a range in excess of 440 miles with nearly half the battery size of some of our competitors. Yes, that's right. Nearly half the size. And this, what does this mean? It means less energy used, far less of the Earth's precious minerals, less weight, a better driving experience, a more expensive interior, superior utility and practicality, lower running costs, and even faster charge. Phew. The list goes on. Our miniaturized electric power and drive units further produce interior space. They provide incredible comfort and luxury, yet being surprisingly compact externally. Look at the external dimensions of the car. It's really usable. And this truly is sustainable mobility in action. So these advancements collectively endow the Lucid Gravity with a groundbreaking efficiency for its class of 3.6 miles per kilowatt hour. Now, thank you. There's a widespread perception out there that all EVs are equally environmentally friendly. Let me tell you now, not all EVs are born equal. With twin drive units, Gravity will have a 0 to 60 time of under 3.5 seconds, coupled with a generous £6,000 towing capacity and a £1,500 payload. And that's ideal for everyday utility and lifestyle. And here is Gravity towing the latest generation supersonic passenger jet prototype out onto the runway. How about that? Furthermore, Gravity's zero-gravity air suspension provides the ideal bandwidth to meet your on- and your off-road needs. So Gravity embodies all of our learning, or the next generation of our tech, all of our loving attention to detail. It is the product that is set to redefine SUV in this new electric era.
All right, so let's recap that. It's pretty impressive. The Wonderbox, we've talked a little bit about this in the past. Maybe I'll bring that up again when we have another Lucid story and it's appropriate, and talk about what's actually going on with the Wonderbox. Rivian is doing something similar, and I'm sure Tesla is doing something similar as well. He talked about the efficiency of the vehicle, and I believe it was 3.6 miles. I know I wrote it down. 3.6 miles a kilowatt. And the Model X gets 2.3 to 3.1 miles per kilowatt. And the Rivian R1S gets 1.5 to 2.5 miles per kilowatt. Now, when I talk about the Model X and the Model and the Rivian R1S, I would be like, those are numbers I found on the internet from users. So don't put too much into that. It might be more, might be less. I don't know. But just to give you an example of what I'm seeing out there. Ultra high voltage he talked about, which something Peter has said over and over and over again. The Lucid Gravity will have an air suspension, which is fantastic. 120 kilowatt hour battery, 440 plus mile range. We don't know if this is going to be for the base model. Like, it seems like that's a lot for the base model, but maybe like the Sapphire version of the Gravity will be even better than this. I don't know. It'll be dual motor, 800 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. It'll tow 6,000 pounds and it will have a 1,500 pound payload, which is pretty great. Now, we only have two more things to get to. First up, Derek is going to talk about luxury and the experience in the Lucid Gravity.
The tech in Gravity, it's just mind-blowing. And I'm happy to say that luxury goes beyond the surface with Gravity. We've designed a holistic human experience that not only caters to your senses, but also prioritizes your well-being. Let's start with the physical elements. Sustainability has always been at the center of every choice we make, from thoughtfully selected materials to intricate stitching and accents. Everything in the Gravity has been crafted with intention. And because we want you to feel more at home in the Gravity, we've created something we call Lucid Sanctuary. It's an innovative set of experiences designed to create a sense of harmony both on and off the road. So let's say you're at a charging station after a long day and you need to recharge yourself. Well, with Lucid Spaces, a single tap transforms your cabin through visuals, lighting, audio, even massage, immersing you in a soothing atmosphere of, I don't know, the Pacific Ocean, the Redwoods, the desert, or whatever remote corner of the world you would like to escape to. And to take that sense of calm even farther, you can enjoy a guided meditation experience courtesy of our expert partners at Meditopia. It's like your personal space for mindfulness and well-being wherever you are. And for driving, we've created a feature to help ease digital overload of screens. Because sometimes on the road, less is actually more. So when you need a little digital detox, Gravity reduces your displays to only the essential information needed for driving, creating that sense of calm and clarity. And that's just a quick glimpse into the holistic luxury experience that is Gravity. And of course, this is only the beginning. Through over-the-air updates, we plan on releasing many more exciting features to indulge your senses.
I have a question for you, and you can send me an email, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. Do you think that Sanctuary is... Do you think that that warranted talking about luxury and experience? Because I don't really think it did. I think it was kind of a... It's a neat feature. Hyundai Ioniq 6 has something similar, although it's not to this level by any stretch of the imagination. The Sanctuary, I wanted to say protocol. We'll say it. Sanctuary protocol on the Lucid Gravity shows a nature, you know, some sort of nature scene on the screens in the car. You will, you can get a massage, ambient lighting, guided meditation, you know, relaxing audio. I think that's neat. And he mentioned that you can turn the screens off that you don't need if you're overwhelmed or you just want a little less light shining in your eyes when you're driving. So let's wrap all of this up with the price. Here's Peter Rawlinson on that.
Thank you all for joining us today to witness the global debut of Gravity. We're so excited to bring you our new and incredible SUV that encapsulates everything we've learned. Just to recap, Gravity is an all-new 7-seat SUV with exceptional space for all your people and your cargo needs. With incredible smart range in excess of 440 miles, more than any other electric car or SUV on the market today, other than maybe a Lucid Air, of course. With thrilling performance and world-leading technology without sacrificing maneuverability, both on or off-road. With ultimate luxury to reward your body and mind. And the best part, ladies and gentlemen, all of this starts at less than $80,000. Less than $80,000.
How much less than $80,000? We don't know. What specs do you get at $80,000? We're not sure. Is it going to be a great car? Absolutely. How many will they be able to build? No idea. Sometime in 2024, we'll find out. I'm sure it'll be a handful starting out, and then it'll slowly ramp up to a range or ramp up to a level that is still mediocre and pathetic because Lucid's still having a hard time getting these vehicles produced. But once they figure that out, I think Lucid's going to be in good shape. I'm teasing. It's Thanksgiving. I shouldn't be talking this negatively. Anyway, I want to wish everybody who celebrates Thanksgiving or has celebrated Thanksgiving, I'm talking to you, Canada, a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you all have a wonderful, relaxing weekend, even if it's not a long weekend for you. And on this Friday, I'm really excited. Or on this Thursday, I'm going to release it on Thursday. We have a special episode with Rob Dunwood of the SMR podcast. Rob also is a co-host on the Tech John. That's JAWN. And he is a co-host on the Daily Tech News Show. We have Allison Sheridan, who does the Podfeet Network and all those Podfeet shows, which are fun. And I would highly suggest going to podfeet.com. And Steve Sheridan. And Steve has his own YouTube channel, youtube.com/SP Sheridan. They all agreed to come on the show and do something special just for this audience, for no one else, which is really kind of them. All right, everybody, that is it for me, and I will talk to you soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.